હેપી બર્થડે ટુ ડિયર દાદુ. આશા મયુર કરિયા, વડોદરા. ધ યર 2004-2005 વોઝ અ ટ્રુલી સિગ્નિફિકન્ટ યર ઇન માય લાઈફ ઇન મેની વેઝ. વન ઓફ ધેમ વોઝ ટુ પરસ્યુ બી એડ ફ્રોમ એમ બી પટેલ કોલેજ ઓફ એજ્યુકેશન, વલ્લભ વિદ્યાનગર, વેર આઈ હેપન ટુ મીટ પ્રોફેસર ભરત પંડ્યા. અ કોલેજ ટીચર ઓલવેઝ ઇન અ પર્ટિક્યુલર ડ્રેસ કોડ એન્ડ અ તિલક ઓન હિઝ ફોરહેડ વુડ સ્ટેન્ડ આઉટ ફ્રોમ ધ રેસ્ટ ઓફ અસ. વન ડે અ ક્લાસ ફેલો એન્ડ ડિયર ફ્રેન્ડ લેટ અ ફ્યુ સ્ટુડન્ટ્સ ઇન્ક્લુડિંગ મી to Professor Pandya's religious and spiritual abode, the Anupam Mission. Such a unique place, just incredible, as the name Anupam itself denotes its meaning. We had one of the most cherished darshan of Lord Swaminarayan at an utterly neat and clean temple. We were highly amazed with the hospitality by Dr. Pandya and his team. Then, we happened to have one more cherished darshan of a great saint, the most revered and loved Pujya Shanti Dada, a divine soul, a serene face with a charismatic smile one can never forget. His pure love and affection inspired me to visit Anupam Mission very often. And this is how I got to know more about the temple, the people, their notable activities, celebration of festivals, as well as rituals and everything related to it. The way in which every small or mega event used to be organized at the Anupam Mission would absolutely amaze me. That helped me critically evaluate my own managerial skills and find out the scope for improvement. When in 2006 I was recruited as a lecturer by Charuttar Vidya Mandar, Vallabh Vidyanagar, I desired to share one of the most significant news with Pujya Shanti Dada. And to my utter surprise, he was more thrilled than I was. He was far more excited to see me as a college teacher. I bowed down to his feet, and as always, he generously showered his blessings on me, offered yummy candies and chocolates, and made me do puja of Thakurji Lord Swaminarayan. He would repeat this practice every time I would meet him for sharing the most cherishing moments of my life. One day I informed him, "Dadu, by God's grace and with your blessings, I purchased a 2BHK apartment in Vallabh Vidyanagar." His joy found no bounds. Then onwards he would introduce me to everyone saying, "Maro dikro professor che, and Vidyanagar ma potanu ghar didu che." Such a sense of pride can be seen and felt only in the eyes of your near and dear ones. Yes, these words by him remained always heartwarming and in the long run motivated me to achieve more and more in life. One fine morning, he very ardently said, "Tara nava ghar ma apne puja rakhe to kevu rehshe?" I could not believe my ears because it was a miracle. This was something I desired to tell him. He read my mind and expressed what I felt. I straight away and heartily accepted his proposal. Though I had a little confusion about hosting this sort of puja, as there was no male member in the family then, Dadu made it very clear. He asked me and my sister to sit for the puja. He wished both sisters to conduct the puja and be blessed by Thakurji. Not only this, he also ensured every arrangement to be done by the Anupam Mission team, and we were just to concentrate on the ritual at ease. He himself came to the house and recited the ritual shlokas with his divine voice, which from then on has brought all the positive vibes to the place. Since then, a house turned into a home. A special home. It truly became an auspicious place where in a number of successful accomplishments took place, such as my Master's of Philosophy completion, PhD registration, my visit to the UK, submission of PhD thesis, as well as my PhD completion, my sister's engagement, followed by wedding, my engagement and wedding, so on. This is because of Dada's most wondrous blessings on me. Many such mesmerizing moments shared with Dadu are tuned in my life. Among them, I choose to mention here the last one. Due to COVID-19, unfortunately, we could not meet Dadu for a couple years. One day, post the second wave of the pandemic, we happened to visit Vallabh Vidyanagar to see a family friend who was ailing then. I had an intense desire to step down at the Anupam Mission and meet Dadu. But we thought since we had traveled across southern part of India before approaching Vallabh Vidyanagar, we should better avoid meeting people personally to keep them safe from the new variant. Hence, unwillingly, we decided not to go to Anupam Mission. During our return trip to Baroda, our son Madhav insisted on having a tender coconut. And he saw a coconut vendor precisely outside the main gate of Anupam Mission. On his request, we stopped the car there itself and bought the tender coconuts. As soon as we started drinking them, my cell phone rang. And to my absolute astonishment, the call was from Shanti Dada. Isn't it a miracle? I looked around just to confirm if Dadu was watching too. But no, he was very much inside the premises. He, in his sonorous tone, said, "Jai Swaminarayan Asha Beta, kya chhe tu?" I responded, "Jai Swaminarayan Dadu, we are outside the Anupam Mission gate had come to see a friend and now are going home. I am extremely sorry not to let you know because of the infection probability.
No problem, Dikra. પણ હવે ઠાકોરજીની ઈચ્છા છે તું, મયુર અને માધવ અંદર આવો અને નવા મંદિરમાં દર્શન કરો, હું રાહ જોઉં છું.
He affectionately exclaimed. Sure, Dadu. I immediately captured the moment to see him after a long time. We entered the temple and there he was, warmly welcoming us with the same radiant smile and affectionate eyes one can never forget. He was more contented to see Madhav doing Sashtang. He requested Sima Didi to accompany us to the newly built-up temple. We followed his words. He waited for us to bless us before the departure. Now I realize whose departure it was. I never knew that would be our last meeting, but he could foresee that. March 6th, this year, when I visited Anupam Mission, I visualized him everywhere. I imagined him taking me to Yogi Prasad, making me sit beside him on the same table, persuading me to eat everything till my hunger is gratified. What a motherly concern! I could not hold back my tears. I constantly looked for that unsurpassed elegance, benign grace, that chaste smile, the untainted affection and wonderful warmth. Every year, March 7th, Dadu was the first, even before my parents, to wish me and bless me on my birthday. I had been indeed very fortunate to receive this bliss for almost 2 decades. This year, I truly missed that care, concern, and compassion. He showered his love without expecting any reciprocation. How unconcerned of me to never wish him on his birthday. Like a saint in its true sense, he never expected anything in return. But this time, I, without missing it any further, expressed my gratitude to him by bowing down to his holy feet, wishing him a very happy birthday, Dadu. I am sure God is with you and is relishing your nectar-like smile and serenity. Jai Swami Narayan.